This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, April 26th, brought to you by Bravo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Tulare Lake leads to $40 million in losses so far. New financing for water projects and McCarthy's bold statement on debt ceiling. Flood damage from Tulare Lake is escalating. Governor Newsom and his cabinet secretaries visited dairies underwater in the Tulare Basin yesterday. Tulare and Kings counties have been greatly impacted, inundated, and constrained, explained Tulare County Supervisor Eddie Valero during a press conference with the governor. People are tired, homes are gutted, and land is unharvestable. He warned that the flooding today, quote, just a glimpse of what is anticipated in the months ahead as the region's record snowpack begins to melt. Officials have documented more than 50 breaches to canals, 642 homes impacted, and 37 destroyed, 13 damaged or destroyed bridges, and about 9,000 people evacuated. Communities have armed themselves with 500,000 tons of sandbags. Tulare Lake has consumed more than $40 million in damages and is still growing. DWR Director Carla Nemeth said the administration has been considering numerous requests from local governments on ways to divert more flows away from the region. She anticipates the situation will inevitably require pumping the lake down for many, many months to come. Costa seeks to expand federal loans for California water projects. Representatives Jim Costa of California, John Curtis of Utah, have introduced a bill to expand low-cost loans for fixing canals in the Central Valley. Congress established the Federal Credit Program for Water and Wastewater Projects in 2014. Many projects, however, have changed hands after eventually paying off construction costs owed to the government. Those projects now require repairs or upgrades to keep up with demand and climate change. Costa's bill would fix that by expanding the eligibility to non-federal entities. Friant Water Authority CEO Jason Phillips said greater access to funding and financing is essential. He lauded the bill as opening an important tool for water security and drought resilience. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West next. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. McCarthy vows no changes to debt ceiling plan. House Republican leaders have been struggling to shore up support for their debt ceiling plan. A number of Midwest Republicans who met with House Speaker McCarthy last night have raised concerns about provisions that would repeal a series of biofuel incentives, including the biodiesel tax credit that was included in last year's Inflation Reduction Act. McCarthy told reporters after the meeting the bill would not be changed. This bill is to get us to the negotiating table. This is not the final provisions, McCarthy said. He noted a number of Republicans would say they had concerns with the legislation. Representative Derek Van Orden from Wisconsin proposed an amendment to the bill that would have stripped the biofuel repeal provisions from the measure. Representative Dusty Johnson of South Dakota insisted that the bill, quote, unites Republicans rather than divides us. By the way, the conservative advocacy group Heritage Action urged Republicans to support the bill, noting, among other things, that it would repeal Green New Deal-style tax credits, a reference to the IRA provisions. FCC needs consistency in broadband speed benchmarks, GAO says. A new Government Accountability Office report says the annual assessment used by the Federal Communications Commission to determine its broadband speed benchmark seems arbitrary. GAO said FCC only reported on whether the current 25.3 megabits per second benchmark was sufficient for video conferencing in 5 of the 6 reports it published between 2015 and 2021. It also said the agency offered more thorough information in 2015 when it last changed the benchmark than in subsequent years. Now do take note, FCC officials told GAO that inconsistencies often stem from commissioners' own views on how the benchmark should be determined and their interpretations of public comments. FNS seeking info on SNAP agency's COVID experience. The Food and Nutrition Service wants to find out how state supplemental nutrition assistance program agencies have adjusted after COVID-19, that according to an information collection request published in today's Federal Register. FNS said it plans to commission the SNAP study to learn how states dealt with the pandemic and what they have done following it. The purpose of the SNAP COVID study is to help FNS develop a comprehensive understanding of how SNAP agencies have adapted their operations and norms during the COVID-19 pandemic and increase their preparedness for another major disruption, FNS said. The public has been asked to comment on the information collection request. Canadian official urges caution on USDA's proposed Product of USA label. Canada's deputy head of mission, Aaron Alexander, does not believe USDA's proposed Product of USA label for meat, poultry, and egg products is a trade barrier, and he said Canadian officials are working with USDA to find the most efficient solution that, quote, effectively preserves those integrated supply chains while still achieving the objective of truth in advertising. Canada has its own voluntary labeling rule, and Alexander explained, quote, it's not the fact that we have the laws, it's maintaining the integrated nature of the relationship, and I think we have to look at the specific products and make sure we don't disrupt those effective supply chains. He said the integrated supply chain reduces the need to truck live animals long distances and also contributes to the administration's goals around competitiveness for small and medium-sized facilities that may incur additional cost to segregate products. Alexander made the comments while speaking at a luncheon reception with the North American Agriculture Journalist yesterday and as well other USDA and Canadian officials. Well, here's today's He Said It. It's not just the high temperatures. It's the higher low temperatures that are a particular concern. You're not getting the extra freeze at night, which is prophylactic in terms of the runoff during the day. That Governor Gavin Newsom explaining how snowmelt works the mountains. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, April 26th, brought to you by Bravo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Elliott.